When a singer in his 90s dies, it's sad but not unexpected. Manna Day had not sung in public for several years. And years before that, I'd seen him on television, gamely trying to sing, the voice failing, and I would cringe, remembering the magnificent, full-throated voice I grew up with. When Manna Day died recently, the traffic signals in Kolkata played his song about a long-lost group of friends at a coffee house over the sounds of a bustling city. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Immigrants often feel much lonelier, mourning the faraway death of someone who is dearly beloved, a writer, an actor, a sportsman. But a singer is different. In the days before the internet, singers were the only part of our growing up that we could carry with us into small towns across America. They were portable. They came on cassettes, the plastic covers cracked by the weight of our journeys. Over a decade ago, I'd gone to interview him at his daughter's home near San Francisco for the magazine India Currents. Mostly I was chosen to sing songs others didn't sing, they said candidly. I think I was in a field of music where there were giants. If I had sung that song any other way, I would be replaced by them. So naturally, I had to give it my best. Every song that I sang, I never, never relented anywhere. So he sang whatever was given to him. In his 20s, he was singing for old men on screen. He was rocking it up in a Hindi take on Chubby Checker. And then he would go folk or effortlessly classical. Manna Day sang over 3,500 songs in many Indian languages. But for me, his voice conjures up a small studio apartment in the Midwest, my rice boiling on the stove, the cheap sound system turned up full volume, playing the tapes over and over again till they were worn and wobbly. Those tapes are still stacked in my basement. There are just no tape players to play them on anymore. I remember driving down I-5, past barren brown fields and Burger Kings, and that voice just eating into the landscape with such heartrending poignancy on my car tape deck. Poochho na kaise maine rehen bitai. Ask not how I endured the separation. A soundtrack for heartbreak. Poochho na kaise maine rehen bitai. My old beat-up Honda had the last tape deck till that gave up the ghost, rendering drawers full of old tapes, including a two-volume set of Manna Day's songs, Homeless. And now the singer is gone too. The music remains on CDs and iPods and YouTube. I hear his songs on singing competitions on television. Six-year-olds try them to impress the judges. Perhaps it's better the man lives on through these tributes than he finds new life remixed and reheated. But the songs no longer mark time in the same way. I realize now why long after he had lost his voice, the singer still sang. It's not because singers cannot leave the limelight. It's because in the debris of the once golden voice, there is still a spark that can ignite a memory in the listener. As each singer dies, the voice remains, but only as a reminder of something gone. A tape unspooling into the silent night, magnetic with memory. Zindagi. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.